white paper on using the focus group in market research by Karen Ann Morgan of B2B International Limited. Scenario 1. In a hotel in the centre of London, a group of IT managers are discussing the type of information they need from a supplier of application serving software. They are all involved in the technical side of management and have a requirement for technical information to help them to keep their systems updated. They are looking at and evaluating different examples of communication material from pamphlets to newsletters, from press releases to websites. They need specific information and regular contact, and they discuss how best a supplier can deliver this to people like them. Scenario 2. In a room in the Students' Union, a group of students discuss their experiences as students at the university. They are talking about what they like and dislike at the university and how this compares to their expectations before arriving. They are brainstorming words which come to mind when thinking about the university and are working in pairs to come up with a strap line which typifies their experiences. Scenario 3. 8 plumbers have been invited to discuss domestic showers. They are talking about trends in bathroom design and how much influence they have on the final decision about which shower is finally installed. They go into great detail about the installation issues and the problems they face with certain types of showers. The group is being held in a viewing centre, and the client, a leading European shower manufacturer, is watching and listening firsthand through a two-way mirror. These are all examples of a focus group in action. Focus groups are essentially group discussions which rely heavily on the interaction between group members and the relationship between the researcher and the respondents. Focus groups have been a dominant form of qualitative data collection in market research for more than 30 years. History of the focus group. Tony Blair may well be responsible for increasing public awareness of the focus group as a tool for collecting people's views. The newspapers have been proactive in reporting his affinity for the methodology, and some have even suggested he dares not make a move without testing out his intentions within a focus group. Despite their recent shunt into the public eye over the past decade, focus groups are nothing new. Within the social sciences, they can be found detailed in the literature as far back as the 1920s. This non-directive approach increased in appeal in the 1930s and 1940s, as many sociologists were looking for alternative ways of conducting interviews as traditional closed-response choice questionnaires were being questioned. Paul Lazarsfeld, an academic also involved in marketing, used and documented the approach in evaluating audience responses to stimulus material such as films, radio and written manuals. Robert Merton, himself a sociologist, was introduced to the focus group technique by his colleague Lazarsfeld, and he pioneered the approach with his work during World War II, exploring morale in the US military for the War Department. Merton and Kendall, 1946. Focus groups played a valuable part during the Second World War, including evaluating the effectiveness of propaganda efforts and the effectiveness of training materials for the troops. It had become recognised that people revealed sensitive information when they felt they were in a safe, comfortable place with people like themselves. This marked the inception of the focus group, and many of the procedures accepted as common practice in focus groups were laid down in the work carried out by Robert Merton with his contemporaries Marjorie Fisk and Patricia Kendall. The Focused Interview, 1956. Despite this early enthusiasm, the focus group as a research method seemed to disappear from usage amongst the academic community. However, the market research community embraced the approach. After the war, business was booming, development was high, and market researchers were charged with finding out how to make their products most attractive to potential customers. The focus group appeared to be the ideal method to stay in touch with customers in both exploring their needs and identifying their attitudes. The focus group technique has evolved over the years within market research and has strongly influenced the business community, from product design through to promotions and advertising. In the early 1980s, the method re-emerged in the academic community and was being used in academic research to understand attitudes and behaviours. Around this time, the communications industry adopted the methodology to examine how audiences interrupted media messages, and with this, the value of the focus group became increasingly recognised. In 1987, the first full-length focus group textbook by marketers was published, Goldman and MacDonald, 1987. With this recognition, focus groups have become an increasingly well-known method for collecting qualitative data in all fields of research. What is the focus group? The focus group is a research technique used to collect data through group interaction on a topic determined by the researcher. Thus, the client determines the focus of the group and the data comes from the group. Essentially, it is a group experience. It comprises a small number of carefully selected people who are recruited to a group discussion based on their commonality of experience. Focus groups have four key characteristics. 1. They actively involve people. 2. The people have a commonality of experience. 3. They provide in-depth qualitative data. And 4. Discussion is focused to help us understand what is going on. The people. Focus groups typically comprise 5 to 10 people. The group needs to be small enough to allow everyone the opportunity to share insights, and yet large enough to provide group interaction and diversity of experience. Larger groups can inhibit discussion due to lack of opportunity, and smaller groups can result in a smaller pool of ideas. Commonality of experience. Focus group participants have a degree of homogeneity, and this is important to the researcher. This similarity is the basis for recruitment, and indeed specific requirements may be necessary for attendance at the group. It is crucial to identify who can give you the information you need. It is common for researchers and clients to jointly identify the key criterion which identify the individuals for focus group discussions. For example, when researching the use of sealant and filler compounds, it may be necessary to recruit builders with a certain number of years' experience and a minimum level of usage of sealant and fillers in their work practice. Depth of information. Focus groups are a research method which delivers qualitative data that is rich in depth and not numerical in nature. Data tends to be in words, pictures, symbols, etc. The group provides the forum for discussion, and the group moderator, i.e. the researcher guiding the group, uses their skills to assist the group members to engage in discussion, thus flushing out ideas, attitudes, and experiences. The focus group is more than a group interview. The key element is the group process, the interaction between the group members. The topic for discussion. The questions in a focus group discussion are carefully designed to elicit the views of the respondents. A discussion guide is prepared prior to the group, and the group moderator uses this as the vehicle for discussion. Careful design of the guide ensures a logical flow of conversation around the topic area and ensures a clear focus for the discussion. The topic guide is reflective of how groups operate, commencing with introductory questions to help the group to form. This serves to get people talking and feeling comfortable enough to proffer their opinions and experiences. Questions then progress to yield more information, and there should be no pressure on the group members to alter their views. Rather, attention is centred on understanding the comments and thought processes as the issues are discussed. When do you use focus groups? Focus groups deliver qualitative depth information where exploration and identification of attitudes, behaviours and processes are the chief research objectives. They are best used where why, what and how questions require illumination. They can be used in three ways in the research design. 1. Standalone method, where the focus groups are the sole data collection method and they serve as the principal source of data. 2. Supplementary to a survey, where they are used to enhance an alternative primary data collection, i.e. before a survey to identify the issues, or after a survey to expand and illuminate particular issues. 3. As part of a multi-method design, where studies use several sources of data collection and no one method determines the use of the others. The type of design will depend on the objectives of the research. When focus groups are used as the sole source of data, the objectives centre on identification, exploration and illumination, whereas when these objectives are coupled with quantification, a multi-method design will be the preferred option. Group discussions are especially useful techniques for researching new products, testing new concepts or determining what would happen if. They work because of the interaction between the group members. Individuals are not under pressure to give spontaneous answers. They can digest the points raised by other members as they consider the implications of issues raised, and ideas may be sparked off which would remain untapped in a personal interview. Typical market research situations when focus groups are used are to unravel complex processes from the basics, e.g. a complicated buying process. To identify customer needs, i.e. where there is a complex interaction of factors influencing motives. To identify working practices, e.g. how a particular product is used. To test new products, i.e. where something needs showing to people. To explore a concept with stimulus aids. to explore and identify issues of satisfaction for customers, staff, or suppliers. To explore perceptions of brand and service elements associated with the brand. For the researcher, the decision about whether to carry out focus group discussions or individual interviews is based on several factors. Focus groups are not always practical, and within the business community, it has to be accepted that geography often precludes the bringing together of a focus group. For this reason, depth interviews are and will remain, until multiple verbal, visual link-ups become feasible, the most widely used qualitative research technique. In general, focus groups are not the preferred option where measurement of size and distribution is required, the sample base is widespread and small, there is the need to protect the respondent from possible bias introduced by others, the topic area is sensitive, e.g. requiring disclosure of production techniques or identification of customers, respondents require preparation to answer knowledgeably. Areas of special consideration. Focus groups are no different from any other research method in that they too have their strengths and weaknesses. They are not always suitable, and some situations and topic areas need to be dealt with accordingly. Culture, the sensitivity of the topic area, difficulties with disclosure, the effect of the hierarchy within the respondent group, and the moderator themselves are all considerations that need to be looked at when taking the decision to use focus groups in the research design. Culture. The culture of the respondents in relation to openness, honesty, and disclosure warrants consideration. In many cultures, particularly in Western countries, people have less difficulty sharing their views with others and engaging in debate where their views may differ from others within the group. The culture is of free speech and Western familiarity that makes the focus group discussion come naturally. However, this cannot be assumed for all cultures. In many Eastern countries, this is not the case. To appear openly critical of products, services, and suppliers cannot be assumed to be so easy. The natural response is to be more polite and present the account which represents that which is expected to be heard, rather than the personal account, which may be considered less socially acceptable. The market research industry is less well developed in Eastern countries, and this may well be due to the nature of disclosure. Using the same focus group methodology to seek the views of end users about what they want from a bathroom shower would reveal a completely different depth of information if carried out in the UK and Hong Kong. Associated with this is the consideration of gender and age of the respondents and the creation of a comfortable, permissive environment. Sensitivity of the focus topic. Focus groups are an excellent tool for getting people to open up and for flushing out ideas. However, consideration has to be given to the sensitivity of the topic area. It is not surprising that the toilet seat has not changed in design over the years, that condoms do not come in a variety of sizes, and that personal hygiene products tend to be developed through test marketing. To carry out research which requires disclosure of sensitive personal information and experiences in a group setting is confounded with inherent problems. Such sensitive and potentially personally embarrassing topics are best discussed in a private, non-threatening setting, and this is better achieved through a feeling of anonymity, with the researcher being distant from the respondent, i.e. collection by telephone interview or self-completion questionnaire. The effect of the group hierarchy. Every researcher has to recognise the inherent imbalance of power in the group situation. In general, if people feel equality within the group, between the group members and the group moderator, they are more likely to feel at ease to share their views, question others within the group, and engage in lively debate. For example, when exploring the needs of people using hearing protection, the views of plant workers, supervisors, and purchasers would need to be sought. When in the group situation, plant workers may find it difficult to discuss their experiences in front of their supervisors, particularly if some of their actions contravene company policy. Therefore, in planning focus groups, keeping respondent types as similar to each other as possible facilitates more open and candid discussion. Difficulties with disclosure. Some people, however similar they feel to other group members, find self-disclosure more difficult than others. The group moderator needs to be aware of all individuals in the group and adopt an approach which facilitates the inclusion of all respondents, however potentially subversive ideas they may express. For example, focus groups with plumbers, which involve disclosure of how they plumb a central heating boiler, may reveal practices which are considered to be substandard by other members of the group, and this may cause a group member to remain silent about their practices at work. Therefore, intimidation by more skilled and knowledgeable plumbers may inhibit some group members, and thus give a skewed view of plumbing practice when it comes to boiler installations. Equally, the commonality of the group members often means the group is made up of people who are, in fact, in competition with each other in the marketplace, and there may be a reluctance to disclose their practice for fear of losing a competitive advantage they feel they have. Match of moderator. When carrying out focus groups with members of the legal profession, a moderator will tend to wear a suit. When carrying out groups with students, he or she might be more inclined to wear casual clothing. The match between the moderator and the group participants has been the subject of much research, i.e., how is the credibility of the moderator seen by the group participants? How much does this affect the group dynamics? No consensus has been reached, though the key point is that the moderator needs to be accepted by the respondents and have the ability to create a safe environment where respondents feel comfortable and confident to express their own personal viewpoint freely. The age, gender, and experience of the moderator may be critical factors in some topic areas, but not in others. In general, the moderator's standpoint will be one of a researcher, not an industry expert, and usually the detachment of the moderator from the topic area works to their advantage. However, in some sensitive topic areas, it may be necessary to match the moderator to the group respondents.